From Dorothy, it's April 5, 2026, 7 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Age as markets react to new war escalation. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday, declaring that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. He warned of further strikes if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks. The speech failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead stoked global market volatility. Trump asserted that the United States has beaten Iran's military capabilities following a month-long campaign of joint airstrikes. He threatened to target Iranian bridges and electric power plants, citing recent attacks on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The president dismissed concerns about Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, urging nations to take control themselves. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility as oil prices surged past $110 a barrel. Critics noted the lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame and raised concerns about potential war crimes.
The president fires Attorney General Pam Bondi, replacing her with Acting AG Todd Blanche amid Epstein file controversies. President Donald Trump fired Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday, ending her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an acting capacity. The dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup of Trump's current term, following the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem last month. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend and claimed she had overseen a massive crackdown on crime. The handling of these files sparked backlash from survivors and online sleuths who demanded full transparency. Bondi faced criticism for court losses and the perceived botched management of sensitive materials, which became a focal point of controversy. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during the president's hush money trial in New York.
U.S. Special Operations Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15 jet in Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that United States Special Operations Forces have successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. The rescue marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, which has now entered its sixth week. The downing of the F-15E occurred on Friday, marking the first time in over 20 years that an American warplane has been shot down by enemy fire during a conflict. Iranian state media released images of wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the crew members. While one airman was rescued near the crash site in southern Iran on Friday, a desperate search continued for the second crew member throughout Saturday. U.S. officials confirmed that the second airman was located and extracted by special forces during a mission involving heavy firefight. The incident complicates recent assertions regarding the war effort and contradicts narratives of total Iranian incapacitation.
Supreme Court justices hear arguments in a major birthright citizenship case that could reshape immigration law. The United States Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday in a landmark case concerning birthright citizenship. The legal challenge questions whether children born to undocumented immigrants should automatically receive United States citizenship under the 14th Amendment. Justices expressed deep skepticism about the administration's interpretation of constitutional protections during a heated exchange. The case stems from executive orders issued earlier this year attempting to restrict citizenship for infants born on American soil. The administration argues that the current interpretation encourages illegal immigration and strains public resources. Opponents contend that such a move would violate centuries of legal precedent and constitutional text. A decision is expected by the end of June, which could impact millions of families across the country.
Global oil prices surge past $110 as the Strait of Hormuz remains blocked by Iranian forces. Oil prices surge past $110 a barrel following President Trump's recent threats regarding the Strait of Hormuz. The vital global shipping lane remains blocked by Iranian forces, creating fears of prolonged disruptions to energy supplies. Traders reacted nervously to the lack of clarity regarding when hostilities might end or if the waterway would reopen. The United Kingdom hosted talks with over 30 countries on Thursday to discuss reopening the vital shipping lane. Energy analysts warned that continued blockage could push prices even higher and trigger inflation worldwide. The White House has reportedly suggested that the United States produces enough oil to sustain itself, but allies remain skeptical. Markets opened lower before recovering slightly on reports of potential diplomatic progress in the region. The volatility underscores the fragility of global energy markets during times of intense geopolitical conflict.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.